You guys want to hear the $1 million vacuum rap?
It's showtime. Let's kick some ass.
All your base arms belong to us.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most glorious podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Skylar and Andy. What's up, guys?
Pretty good.
Skylar's back from the dead.
Again.
Yeah, no, it's getting... Really, this is kind of a big waste of time. If you're just going to keep killing yourself like this.
I'm like a whale. I just keep beaching myself.
It's true. Eventually, we're going to have to stuff full of dynamite and just blow you up.
Yeah.
I wonder when that... Like, the time from when that guy loaded it with dynamite to the time when it blew up, if any time in between, he was like, this might not be such a good idea. I don't know if this is such a good idea.
No, if he was commissioned to blow up a whale, he's probably like, yes. I've never blown up a whale before.
Now, I don't know if I'd stuff it full or just, like, make a bed of dynamite and try and blow it into the air.
But, I mean, chunks were flying and... Jesus.
Or like do the Halo 1 sticky grenade trick.
Where yeah.
Put a bunch under it and then you throw some while it's in the air and see how high you can get it. Next thing you know, it's on the moon.
How'd that get there? It was Ralph.
Yeah. And then like, if we were to get a whale on the moon, everyone should just troll the future generations and we should just stop doing anything with the space program. So there's completely no records of it. And then like 5,000 years from now, when they finally make it back to the moon, they're like, why the fuck is there a whale? No, like whale bones up here. Like, what the fuck?
We're up here.
It's like, how'd they get here? And there's all of a sudden you have a new religion, the Order of the Whale. We all came from the moon under the whale's fin.
Do things break down in space?
I have no idea. I guess if there's no oxygen, there's no things to break it down.
Yeah. So.
The whale would probably be intact, right?
So you just have like a carcass of a whale just totally intact on the moon. Well, I mean, dynamited, but...
Or if you, like, miss the moon and it just keeps going. Just keep going.
There's another planet, a few thousand light years away, and all of a sudden a whale's burning up in the atmosphere as it's coming in. Everyone's like, the fuck is that?
Asteroid smells horrible. Like,
they don't even have whales on their planet. Yeah. They're like, what the fuck?
So, how have your guys' weeks been?
Mm-hmm. All right.
It's been all right.
Yeah.
I had my first without training wheels managership yesterday.
Sweet. Baby bird spread its wings.
Yeah.
You should have
said that. I didn't want to say that, though. I was like, I'm taking the training wheels off tonight, guys. And then I locked my keys in the office, and I was like, whoever can get into the office, I'll give you a free meal. And so there was just a bunch of kids trying to break into the office.
A big line of people breaking down the door. Your GM comes in. Andy, why is the door broken?
I'm glad you're here. You got keys.
Because I'm shipping out for the Navy in November, I'm not buying any new games. Well, I guess that's not totally true. I'm not buying any new expensive games.
No.
So that new Spider-Man game, I'm already have it lined up that I'm going to mooch off two different people. So.
It looks fun.
Yeah. Apparently this new one, they spent a lot of time making players seem more immersed and less like they're playing a video game with Spider-Man.
Cool.
They are Spider-Man now.
Spider-Man.
But, yeah, I say I'm not buying any expensive games because a few days ago I bought Katamari Forever.
Ah, yeah. Good
so
game.
I've been playing that.
Are you going to get a Dawn Guard?
Yeah, but that's supposed to be coming out like late August, so I'll be able to play it for like a month.
I thought you were shipping off in November.
November, yeah. Or, yeah, sorry. So like a month and a half, 2 months.
Wait. September or November?
November.
Dude, that's so like if it comes out in after August.
August.
You have like
it's supposed to be like August.
So you have
September.
Like 2.5 months.
No, it's November 1st is when I'm shipped out.
Yeah, but late August could be anywhere between like, you know, like August 15th to 30th.
So whenever it comes out, depends on whether there's that half a month.
I'm gonna find out when it comes out.
I don't think it has a release date yet, except for the
Xbox. It came out for the Xbox already.
Yeah. Xbox bought it up to get...
Oh, yeah. Fucking them and their cash loads of money.
Oh, fucking Sony's done that.
Have they?
Yeah, I can guarantee it. I don't remember exactly what, but... Oh, Mortal Kombat.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, Xbox 360 got all the shit way later than PS3 did.
But
I was going to buy that game, but it was cheap.
It was fun as shit. That game's good.
Yeah, that's what I got to check up on Duke Nukem.
Oh, yeah.
Duke Nukem Forever. We'll go halvesies and nuts.
Oh, Duke
but Nukem. That's what I've been filling my time with. Work and Katamari Forever, which is kind of a pitiful thing. I got a new phone because my old one, the display broke. I guess it didn't break. It's just the display wasn't displaying anything.
That's the bad thing about those slide phones, because it's a ribbon that connects the screen to the phone. Yeah. So when you slide it enough, the ribbon just starts tearing.
Yeah, so the touchscreen still worked and everything like that. And like I could text people if I remembered where to push. But the only way I could like use it was to like voice call people. So then I bought a droid.
Droid. Nice. How much was it?
It was like 180.
Which is a contract. Or it's one of those pays you go.
Yeah. All right. And I'm surprised because Virgin Mobile, I'm still on them. And it has $25 a month. And it's like unlimited email, internet, and texting.
Damn, that's not bad.
So, and then it didn't say there's a limit on data. So I don't know if they're just going to like stop me after a while, but I've downloaded like.
It'll probably slow you down.
15 yeah. apps and stuff. Yeah, I would imagine so. But
slowing down seems to be the big thing.
So
it's like, whoa there, whoa. Yeah.
Hey,
like you're like
time
a,
out, buddy.
Like you're a fucking Bronco or something. Whoa there, whoa there, whoa there. Whoa
oh,
there.
That's a lot of you porn you've been on lately.
But yeah, so I thought it was funny. I'm still only paying $25 a month because I got grandfathered into that. Because they just did an upgrade on prices. So now it's $35 a month.
Nice.
$25 a month for a smartphone. What's up?
So did you get new shoes this week, too?
Nope, still wearing the same gray ones.
No new glasses? Anything you want to tell us about?
Any good crazy overnight stories?
I'm working overnight in a week. Or no, I'm actually working overnight tonight. Yeah.
Hey, all right.
So after this, I got to go to sleep and then wake up and then cater to the crazies.
What time do you have to be there when you do that shit?
11. And then I'm there until 7 in the morning. It's an 8-hour shift.
So, like, when you play your Game Boy, do you get, like, in trouble?
No one's talked to me about it, so I assume it's okay.
All right, cool.
And now I have my smartphone, so I'll watch stuff on Netflix.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah, nice. So, bring your charger.
Yeah.
That will destroy your battery. How about you, Matt?
What?
How's
what's up?
Anything interesting? Another?
No, not really. Just a week at work.
Did you get some new shoes?
No, I did not.
None of us got new shoes.
Although my actual birthday was last Monday, but I didn't really do anything.
It's because we did it Saturday.
Yeah, we did Saturday. Skyler. Yeah, when we killed Skyler. Yeah.
I mean, he died.
Yeah. He slipped and fell.
Into the pool.
The whole night was really hazy for me. So.
Well, you know, when you don't have enough air, then you come up under a raft. Most people don't make it out.
I don't know. That raft just appeared.
It's the tiger shark. I think that's what got me.
The tiger shark in my pool?
Yeah. You really need to get rid of that.
I know, it's a liability,
it's
but
a
I mean, the thing's
kill.
So cute.
It's a buzzkill.
You get
right?
a dolphin, and it'll just hump people.
No one,
be like,
no one likes
dolphin.
It, man.
The pool of rape.
Yeah.
No one likes your tiger shark. There, I said it. We've all been dancing around it. No one likes it.
Dead, you really liked it.
You were like, it's play toys.
Hey, you guys had a lot of fun together.
Anywho.
Fuck you, Andy. Just the baby wheels.
Yeah. I closed like 6 nights in a row.
Nice. All right. Let's get it started.
Let's get this train a rolling. All right.
Let's get not.
Skyler and Andy were both like, let's do it. And I'm like, nope.
No, let's drag it out a little.
Yeah. So how was your last week before this week?
I think we talked about that last week.
Oh, God, that's right. All right, let's go into gaming news.
These guys don't stand a chance.
Grab your controller and brush up on your gaming lingo. You're going to need it. This is gaming news on 3-Hit Combo.
Sit down and shut up.
Guild Wars 2 official launch date announced. Holy shit. ArenaNet's highly anticipated MMORPG Guild Wars 2 finally has a release date after holding several beta events to test the servers. They have finally settled on a date. Guild Wars 2 will officially launch on Tuesday, August 28th.
You know what's fucked up? I think that school starts the 27th.
Get wrecked.
I gotta be a manager, I got a full-time student, and I got a Guild Wars. And Camille's like, what about me? And I got Guild Wars.
This old astronomy teacher from high school, I guess when Diablo 3 came out, he took 3 sick days. Apparently he was really, really sick. And then I confronted him about it when I went back to high school to visit him. And
whoa, they just let you into any high school these days?
Yeah, well, just the one.
Especially you.
Seriously?
Huh?
You just walked in?
Yeah, with a group of other kids that belong there.
This one's got a full beard.
I'm not really allowed in, but I go in.
I'm not allowed in, but I found my way in there.
Yeah.
I
happened into the end.
Do you just like wait?
Huh?
Do you just like wait for a group of kids?
I just go during the morning.
I saw my old teacher, my extra girlfriend.
But I guess he took 2 sick days when Diablo 3 came out, which is a lot like the band teacher I used to have who took 3 sick days when Skyrim came out. Yeah. So
nice.
Dude, Diablo 3 is not that good. I only play it when I need to kill like 2 minutes.
When you need to kill 2 minutes, isn't that like how long it takes to connect to the servers?
Yeah.
And speaking of Skyrim, do we still have that drop for it? Because that was one of my favorites.
I don't.
Probably not on the board.
The Godzilla one with Skyrim.
No, I'm sure I could find it though.
All right, we'll listen to it afterwards. It's just my favorite drop.
Run away.
Oh, you know what? I probably can't find it.
Aww.
Yeah, you're right. It's probably on my external hard drive.
Ah, damn it. Okay, so Guild Wars 2, does it have any sort of like release date DLC or anything like that?
No.
Not that this says.
I don't think it's going to have any DLC, will it?
No, it just has expansion packs.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, that's cool. All right. I got an email from some dude that I haven't talked to in like 4 years. He's like, oh, I got Guild Wars 2.
You going to get Guild Wars, buddy?
I was like,
yeah, I'm not sure if I'm going to get it until after basic training.
You'll be at basic training. Do a push-up. Nope.
But.
You're in charge of like our missile defenses, and you're like, oh, yeah, fuck yeah, level
spamming
up.
The necromancer. Yeah, yeah. They're flying in on us.
If I kill everyone, I can use my necromancer powers.
Yes. I have the Necronomicons.
All right, Skylar, maybe we should back you off from the computer system and put you into this room. Here's a broom you can play with.
Here's a ball. Maybe you can bounce it.
All right, from toplessrobot.com. Sexy. 9 animal power-ups Super Mario desperately needs.
Lamb.
What are they?
I don't know.
Lamb Mario?
Yeah.
What's he going to do?
Nothing.
He just sits there. Meh.
You can't hurt me. I'm a lamb.
Yeah, he can take 3 shots instead of 2. The first one just shears him. The second one makes him smaller, and the third one kills him.
Mario gets all offended when he's all naked after he's sheared. Like,
don't look, man.
All right, what are these?
Number 9 is Horse Mario.
That's just like fucking Sheep Mario.
Horse Mario can run faster.
Just hold down B.
I don't think he needs to run faster. Like
Mario needs to run faster.
We don't need Sonic. Sonic's hard enough when you get a combo going of speed. We don't need that with Mario.
Dude, I usually lose track. Like the 2D ones, like 1 and 2, I lose track of him sometimes. Like I'm going so fast.
Yeah, and then like, you plow right into an enemy.
Number 8 is Elephant Mario. Now, what kind of elephant ability do you think?
Spray water with his nose.
No.
He had the flood.
Topless Robot kind of goes out of the box here, and if you fall through a pit, you have the memory to bypass the pit. You know, because elephants have great memory.
I don't know how that would work.
You can skip the pit.
Oh, okay.
So you stand on one end of it, hit a button, then you're on the other end of it.
Got it. All right.
This one's pretty cool. Chameleon Mario. When you're in the chameleon suit, you can blend into the environment.
Yeah, that'd be kind
of
cool.
And this
cool,
one specifically,
actually.
You know, is a screen, like a picture they made of him kind of like on a Mario on a wall. Blending in the same color as the wall, and the ghost is looking away.
That'd be kind of cool. Reminds me of, like, Solid Snake's little suit.
Yeah. All right. Next is Bigfoot Mario. Let's see.
Isn't that just essentially Big Mario?
That's what I'm thinking. That's kind of what they've come down to. Hulkman is able to uproot anything on the screen, be it bricks, pipes, even more shrubbery.
I remember the first New Super Mario Brothers for 3DS had the giant mushroom where you turned big and you could just stop it.
That one was on the Super Mario Wii.
Yeah. Or it was on Super Mario DS as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number 5 is Hedgehog Mario.
Oh my goodness.
Where he can run really, really, really fast. But only in the side-scrolling versions. So no Super Mario Galaxy Hedgehog Mario.
Dang. Dude, that would be insane to try and control.
Oh yeah, just like flying around the planets. Woo, 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 woo.
Next is Pangolin Mario.
Penguin?
Pangolin.
Pangolin?
The fuck is that? It's an armored anteater.
All right.
He can curl up into a ball and accelerate down large slopes, and it's armored, so only attacks from the rear can hurt him.
How about Armadillo?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that.
Or Metal Sonic.
3 is Sloth Mario.
All right.
And this is in the vein of the poison mushroom. They're like, well, if you're going to have good powers, why not have a bad one? If you become Sloth Mario, you move really, really slow.
That's actually. Have they ever introduced that? Like, bad power ups?
Aside from the poison mushroom that kills you, no.
Well, in the. I guess it's. Oh, I guess it depends. But the one. The mushroom that makes you really small is kind of neutral. Because, like.
Yeah.
You can glide.
It kind of sucks to have it. Yeah, you can glide and you get into other places, but
you can run on water.
But it's more of a pain in the ass than anything. The small one.
Yeah.
But yeah, that'd be a neat. But you can mechanic. Run on water, man.
Number 2 is Jellyfish Mario. Jellyfish Mario's would be able to see. He's nearly invulnerable, save for his precious membrane-like hat, his one weak spot. Otherwise, any enemies foolish enough to cross Mario's path get stung and die.
I would hope this would only be in the water levels, because
yeah.
Oh, sweet, the jellyfish.
Yeah, he flops down. He's just trying to get air flopping on the side. Yeah, Goomba walks up to him and is like, no.
Ooh. Dude, there's a video of some German kid fucking eating jellyfish, like, on bread.
Ugh.
No.
Did he get a bellyache?
No, Tosh was making fun of it, and he put his on bread. But the real video is he's got this kid's, like, holding it, and he, like, fucking slurps it. Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, and he just is, ugh.
I don't know how that would taste. The only thing I can think of is Krabby Patty with jellyfish jelly.
You like Krabby Patties, don't you, Skyler? Yeah, you like Krabby Patties. Number 1 is Kangaroo Mario. Kangaroo Mario can jump a lot higher than normal and throw little kangaroos.
Goomba boot.
Unlike fireballs, the baby kangaroos will be hopping along the screen, bopping whatever comes across on the head. Since they're babies, it'll just stun the enemies, so you have to take themself. You'll have to take them out yourself with a kangaroo strength pounce.
What about,
they just splat on the ground as you're throwing them.
What about Yoshi Island? That just seems like Yoshi squirting out eggs and throwing them and then jumping higher.
Okay, so then you can play just Yoshi Island, or you can have this in every Mario game.
I don't think you can have it in every Mario game. These don't work retroactively.
Well, that's what they mean, is that they wish they were in every.
Oh, God.
What was the name of that website?
Toplessrobot.com.
What were you doing there?
Looking for topless robots. What the hell else was I doing? Oh, you're going to take a shot with the bottle?
Can I make my shot?
You're not going to fucking make it, but go ahead.
Yeah.
Bullshit!
Eat it!
That trash can is the most full it's ever been. It's fucking in there. No way!
God.
Wow. You can't even make it when it's empty. It's completely full, and he nails it.
Look at him stretch his back with
pride.
Yeah,
fucking like smug as shit over there.
Yeah.
I'm the world's greatest.
I'm a champion. I'm a swimmer.
All right, happy 40th birthday. To what?
Kirby?
No, Kirby.
I don't fucking
know. Damn, Andy.
Atari?
Yes. Oh, okay. There you go.
Ooh, nice.
40th birthday from Atari was on the 27th of June.
I know. Yesterday was the 5-year for the iPhone.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. Damn, Atari's been around. Like, Atari the company or the game console?
Atari the company, I believe.
Oh, okay. Still.
But the game console wasn't far behind the company.
Still, damn, dude.
Yeah. They chose the name Atari after Sazigi wasn't available.
Sazigi?
Sazigi wasn't available.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad they got Atari.
Yeah, me too. Atari, you know, started with Pong. That was their big hit. They also had games like Breakout, which was developed by some guy named Steve Jobs.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Guy sounds like an asshole.
Anyone know that guy?
I wonder if he's
He also got this guy named Steve Wozniak to do the design for him. Yeah, never heard of those goons ever again.
We met the founder of Atari.
Yeah, Nolan Bushnell. He was pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah, he actually was. He moved the autographs outside so he could smoke a pipe.
Yeah.
Like he had one of those tobacco pipe.
Yeah.
Well, it was like some Maui Wowie.
Some LSD.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
just meth. It wasn't even a pipe, it was a spoon.
Bushnell was dropping acid while doing signatures.
Let me sign your trunk.
Mr. Bushnell, that's not a pen, that's a scalpel. Let me sign your face. All right, this next story is from Anal, the Andy News Analysis League. A Resident Evil restaurant is coming soon.
Yeah. I didn't read it. There's not much details, but...
There isn't a lot, but it's going to be a Resident Evil-style restaurant where you can dine on some of your favorite zombie dishes. The cafe will be located in...
It's in Japan.
It's in Japan. They had the city... Oh, fuck, I hate Japanese. Shibuya, Japan?
It's not a casual.
So, you know, if you want to go to the Resident Evil restaurant, that's where you got to go.
Yeah, that place.
Let's go. Book our trip now. Actually, I'm on Priceline trying to get hotels.
Is William Shatner? Oh, he dead.
William Shatner's not dead.
No, they killed him off. They killed him off.
Okay, I see. Also from the Anal Network, Final Fantasy VII will be remade when Final Fantasy VII is bested. Square Enix will make a Final Fantasy VII remake once we've made a Final Fantasy game that exceeds the quality of Final Fantasy VII. I respond with, it was called Final Fantasy IX. You guys are so we're waiting.
Yeah,
I think like 9 was9 was good. 9 is probably I'd give it my second because I was so infatuated with 7. But I think 7 was so widely liked. And 9
I understand what like I mean it was like the biggest one, the one that kind of introduced a lot of people to Final Fantasy 7, but they said they want to make, once they've made a Final Fantasy game that exceeds the quality of 7. I think 9 exceeds the quality. It may not be most popular, but there's a lot of people that make the case that 9 exceeds the quality. There's also a ton of people that may make the case that 6 exceeds the quality.
See, really? Didn't they just come out with a new Final Fantasy or something like that?
There
Final
was
Fantasy
that 13-2.
Last week we talked about they might be doing Final Fantasy 13-3.
Why?
I know.
No,
yeah.
I guess not,
to last week's episode. We did the same thing. I
read an article where they learned all their like horrible mistakes from making 13. They're like, yeah.
Ooh. We finally took a step back and looked at that one and
like yeah, that's my overall reaction to the game is just come on.
Come on.
Like I would have rather played 9 or 7. I would have rather paid $60 for 9 or 7. Than fucking 13.
They should make a 9-2. I'd play a 9-2. I'd probably be disappointed, but I'd play it. It would at least get me interested enough to play.
It seems like there's hardly any like Final Fantasy blank 2 that are any
I was going to say, I heard 10-2 was fun.
10-2 was not fun.
Oh, it wasn't?
No.
I heard that one was monotonous.
10-2 makes me want to punt a baby. Still, to this day, I haven't played it in like 10 years.
Coulter.
What?
You said, I believe when you were...
Yeah,
posted
do you guys
something on Facebook that you like? You would have listened to Ann Coulter before playing 10-2 again.
Oh,
what was up with that?
I also one time I got in trouble on Justin TV or something because I called Ann Coulter a cunt, and I didn't make the room 18+. So.
Oh. Do you guys know what's up? All I know is they're paying her to leave.
Oh Ann God, Coulter. I don't know, and I don't all care.
Right. It showed up on my news news thing on my phone.
Didn't make it.
Matt missed a shot.
I did miss a shot.
Which is weird because that never happens.
That's true. It never happens. I got the easier shot. But it's full of shit right now. The fact
yeah, my bottle.
Yours is literally stuck like right in the one
it's
corner.
It's like Excalibur.
It's standing straight up.
Excalibur.
But it's in the trash can. All right. Also from Anal, we get 3 Anal instances tonight.
3 Anal stories.
3 Anal combo. Or Anal hit combo. I don't know. Most won't finish Hitman Absolution, says director.
Why?
Because there's...
Does he elaborate?
Well, yeah, here we go. By a large margin, those who pick up IO Interactive's new stealth game, Hitman Absolution, will not finish it, predicts the game's director, Tori Blystad. Speaking to the official PlayStation Magazine UK, the developer said the studio is saddened to predict that only 20% of players will finish the game. 20% of players will see the last level of the game, he said. It's horrible to know. It makes the people working on it really sad. Why will players not finish the game? Blystad explained the gamers will grow fatigued of the experience and that the phenomenon is not limited to Hitman. So basically he says they're going to get bored with the game.
So they made a game that he now predicts is going to get boring.
I think because...
He predicts... Basically what they go to say is he predicts that it's too long.
Yeah.
Not necessarily that it's boring, but maybe like that it's too long and you're just going to get sick of it.
Hitman...
Blood Money.
Yeah. Is that...
I don't know. I'm just throwing out the Hitman titles.
The newest one...
Blood Money.
Before this Absolution...
I think it was Blood Money.
Yeah, I think it might
Hitman
actually...
Hitman Blood Money. The game, some missions took like 45 minutes to complete because you had to like wait and shit and yeah.
Yeah, I think I played a little bit of Blood Money, but that was Steven's bag. Mm. So,
but so he says 20% of players will finish. He doesn't expect a lot of players to finish the game. As somebody who actually did hunt down and kill all of the birds in Grand Theft Auto 4, I say challenge not accepted. I'm not a big fan of Hitman. But if I was, I would say challenge accepted.
I really like Hitman, so I'm excited for it.
Oh, accept the challenge for me.
Yeah, it's
all right.
Accept it, Andy.
I was
accept
actually
going to
say that, but then you started on your thing, and I'm like, oh, okay, I'll just let Matt do it then.
No, accept the challenge, Andy.
I accept it. I will complete Hitman.
Andy's accepting the challenge. He is the 20%.
Yeah, I think Hitman is like Assassin's Creed meets lawn mowing.
Meets lawn mowing?
Yeah. Meets.
I think it's Assassin's Creed meets Bruce Willis.
My first playthrough of the game, I just fucking run through and just shoot the fuck out of everything. It was like, fuck you guys.
I just remember in Blood Money, like, you could, like, people would be chasing you. You could walk into a building with the same disguise on, close the door, and then when they opened it, they're like, oh, it's a doctor. Bye.
Yeah.
Like, they were just so easily tricked. It was dumb. They couldn't just be like, oh, there's only one person in here, and we were chasing that guy. This must be some new person.
It's just like Grand Theft Auto.
It was Blood Money.
Yeah. Just like in Grand Theft Auto when you're being chased by the cops, and you, like, they could be right behind you, but you go get your car painted.
Yeah.
You come back out, and they're like, oh, he's gone.
Yeah, that's nothing to see here. I got a dog going.
that car is red. The one we were chasing was blue.
Or I remember you could even just paint it like the same color.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a red car. This one's a red car. Ooh.
Well, no. See, look, Chief. That was more brick red. This one's candy apple. No,
that
I think it's more fire engine, not candy apple.
That was eggshell. This is clearly bone. Come on. That one was beige. This is neon beige.
I thought we were chasing a guy in an enamel colored car. No, it was eggshell, moron.
Jeez, I thought it was more bone. Shut up, rookie!
All right, and this final story in gaming news is from the Skylar News Organization, also known as Snow.
Woo, shit!
Storytelling in Gears of War, what Epic has learned from Pixar and its past. Now,
this is interesting.
I was a little surprised at first because I always thought Gears of War was one of the games that I was really into the story. Maybe that's just me. There's no doubt that the Gears of War series is incredibly popular. People rave about the combat design and technical achievements that the series has to offer. It's fair to say that one of the less heralded aspects thus far in the series has been the storytelling. I don't agree, but we'll keep going.
Yeah, 2 had a really good story.
Yeah. It just seems that like most gamers who play it are playing it for like the online multiplayer, not really the story itself.
Game Informer spoke to the director of production at Epic Games, Rod Ferguson, and told... spoke to Rod Ferguson about what the team has learned about presenting a story in video games from the original trilogy and what the narrative avenues of Gears of War Judgment allows. With stronger emphasis on environmental storytelling and cutting down the friction of cinematics, basically, there's a video here, but he says, they want to reduce the amount of time where you're really into the game and then you go to a cinematic and you put down the controller.
Oh, okay. Oh.
The team at Epic Games and People Can Fly hope to learn from the past, which is why they brought in a consultant from Pixar to learn from the masters.
How?
Learn how to tell a story.
Oh, okay.
Nice. And Pixar's always been, like, really good with just coming up with, you know, crazy original stories, so.
And I don't know if they necessarily want to change the story, but learn how to tell it better.
Yeah, well, I'm saying that they know how to hit stuff from scratch.
And
so
they mentioned in the article, it's like more environmental stuff. Like you could see what happened here and what's actually going on without necessarily being told or have a big cinematic.
Mm-hmm.
So, they must have a huge budget if they can hire a Pixar dude.
Yeah, guy probably get fired.
They probably found him on Craigslist.
Yeah.
I used to work for Pixar. Crap's misspelled. Will work for Reefer. Sorry, will work for 420.
Yeah.
That's the guy who wanted to shoot our music video.
Our gay fox sacrificing.
That's right. Oh, my God.
What was the name of our band?
Oh.
I'm going to have to re-listen to that.
You were like... Something Mike, like Steel Mike or something?
Something in the... Oh, God.
Rod Steel or something?
Mike Steel, wasn't it? Was it Mike Steel and the groupies?
It was something Steel and the groupies or something Steel. Yeah. God damn it.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
Yeah, I'll shoot it. Sacrifice a fox. We're going to get one of those.
Oh, man, that's tight.
That was great when Andy's like, well, I have an idea of where we... in the middle of the music video, I just take out a fox and I sacrifice it right there in the field.
Because we're all going to be wearing fox scarves, except one of us, we're going to like tan the leather during the video.
It's like, okay, so we're going to sacrifice a fox. Where are we going to get that? Don't worry, I got friends that work at the zoo.
And that's what was stupid about it, is the guy was totally cool with everything we threw at him.
Yeah, I probably like scat at one point in time. We're like, oh, all right, cool, that's really imaginative. Yeah.
You're like,
I don't think anyone's done this before.
Do you have a problem with full frontal male nudity?
Yeah,
no, not at all. Yeah. He's probably thinking, I better get some good weed for this.
Yeah. He's like, how much weed do you want? He's like, I don't know, probably like an ounce.
Yeah.
1 ounce of weed and you can get full frontal fox sacrifices.
It's actually good like stuff. $300.
Yeah, that's, I don't know. $300 seems like something like... If he's trying to build a resume and do a music video for some random guy, $300 would seem like what he would charge for like a normal video. Like, come to my house and we'll film us in my room kicking around stuff and playing guitar. Like, if it was like, come out to a field, we'll all be naked and we'll kill a fox. I'd be like, I'm going to charge double for this one.
Maybe 3 ounces. Jesus.
All right.
All right. That'll do it for gaming news. Let's go on into technology.
That'll do it for... Oh, no. Damn it, it's too early.
You jumped the gun. That'll do it for 3-Hit Combo Podcast.
Oh.
Good news, everyone. We're online.
Plug in, power up, and listen in. Whoa. This is technology news.
Andy forgets the woes coming, like, every time. he laughs every time.
That's him doing it, right? Or was that a Keanu Reeves?
That's Keanu Reeves.
Okay. Because it sounds like he's breathing all over the mic. He's like, whoa.
That's from The Matrix.
Yeah, I had to fucking bump that shit up a lot. Because in the movie, he's just like, whoa. But, you got, brown, playing in the background. So.
Whoa. All right.
Reddit and Mozilla and possibly many other web outfits. You want to shoot now?
No, I would. Oh, okay. I'll wait.
Experienced brief technical problems on Saturday evening when software underpinning their online operations choked on the leap second that was added to the world's atomic clocks.
Oh, okay, so that's why they all went down.
Yeah, I don't go to Reddit, so.
Oh, I was trying to go to Amazon, actually.
You're trying to go to... Hey, that was...
Yeah. I was like,
you're way ahead of me.
This?
Do you want to read the story?
No.
Do you want to read the fucking story, Andy? I'm just kidding, Andy.
One of my friends had a...
Don't be mad at me. He flipped me off.
One of my friends had an atomic clock, and it just started going backwards. Like, the minute hand just started, like, spinning backwards. And that happened while me and my friends were all doing, like, this overnight gaming conquest thing.
We got more time.
Yeah. Well, like, I kept asking everyone, like, what time it was, because no one noticed but me. And then, like, one of my friends was like, what do you mean? There's a clock right there. Oh, shit. But it I don't know. He was actually pretty terrified for a little bit. He didn't know what was happening.
He was terrified.
He thought we knew that it was an atomic clock, but he wasn't sure if it was like
a
Half-Life
one?
Atomic whatnots was in it, or if it was operating off a satellite.
Yeah. One of my favorite moments ever, just with video games, one time is after Marvel Ultimate Alliance, the first one came out. I got a bunch of friends over, like 6 friends, I think, and so basically we rotated in teams of 2. Out and we were able to switch our team out. It was really fun. But we played on what is it, when daylight savings time ends? Is that when we fall back?
Daylight savings, I don't know.
So we were trying to make it as far as we could into the game, and like at 1 o'clock or something, it made, just before it goes to 2,
yeah,
went back to 1. We're like, yes! More time!
This is happening. Good stuff.
The leap second bug hit just as the web was recovering from a major outage to Amazon Web Services, an online operation that runs as much as 1% of the internet.
That's crazy.
That's a lot.
Dude, it's crazy. Remember, what was it? Netflix is like 30% of the internet or something?
Holy shit.
Netflix is like the amount of bandwidth Netflix uses is like 30-something percent of the internet.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Given the fact that they have that much hold on the internet and almost killed themselves with their...
Yeah.
What was that, Quickster?
Yeah.
Slices and dices. I just remember that every time I think of Quickster. Skylar likening it to a blender.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, God, that was...
Just set it and forget it.
That was so fucking stupid.
Yeah. It was a horrible move.
Some operations, including Google, saw the leap second coming and prepared for it. In a post to Twitter and Reddit, the popular news aggregation and discussion sites owned by the same parent company as Wired said that it was experiencing problems with Java, referring to the open source database during the leap second. In September of last year, a blog post by Google detailed how it deals with leap seconds. The web giant uses a technique it calls leap smear.
Ignoring it.
Where it gradually adds milliseconds to its system of clocks prior to the official arrival of the leap second.
Huh.
They say this meant that when it became time to add an extra second at midnight, our clocks had already taken into account by skewing the time over the course of the day. The company said all of our servers were able to continue as normal with the new year, blissfully unaware that the leap second had just occurred.
Dude, that's cool. That's the cool thing about Google is when they figure out how to do shit, they usually just release it. Like the leap thing. Yeah. Like
they're like fucking Independence Day.
Yeah.
We know how to take the bastards down. Yeah. Tell everybody.
Get on the wire.
Man. That was Morse code, by the way.
So how often does the leap second like come into play?
You know, there's been more than 25 leap seconds since they were first introduced to the atomic clocks in 1970s. So
I gotta say, this is actually the first time I remember hearing about one.
A leap second.
Yeah.
I think I was aware that they existed, but I didn't know anything about them. I still really don't know much about them.
Yeah. Like I've heard the word, but that's about it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess it's not terribly important because I mean 25 since the 70s, it's like 80 years.
Eight a year or one eight. Every 8 years?
Huh? It's 80 years for 25, so it'd be like one every four.
80 years for 25?
No, since 25 out of, or...
I'm trying to get what you're saying here.
Nothing. I'm mumbling to myself. Yeah. It's not making any sense after I think about it.
Sounded like you said eight a year and then 80 since... It's been 80 years since 1970. I'm like, Skylar, are you on the pot? Do you want to take your shot?
Marijuana cigarettes? I'd love to.
Okay. Do you want...
He's going to take another shot. Hold on, wait.
Did you vaporize it?
What happened to it? I didn't hear it land.
Yeah.
No, me neither.
I heard it bounce.
Is it can't be behind it.
What? Matt's confused right now, and so is everyone else.
Like, he threw it, we heard it hit the wall, but then after that's all we heard.
Did a quantum leap just happen?
Skylar, it was the leap second.
Skylar, I don't know where that bottle went, man.
I'm going to investigate.
Wait, what was the year 1970?
1970.
1970?
Because those four on the ground were mine throughout the week. There's not one in the bag, and the one sticking up was your one earlier.
It's warm. It's warm over here. It's on top.
Oh, is it? How did it get back up there?
I don't know. Because it definitely hit the wall.
Basically, one every 1.68 years.
You should have not looked for it, so we could have just believed one disappeared.
You got to find it like a year from now, like, son of a bitch.
What the fuck?
Are you going to take another shot?
All right, yeah. Are we just going to count that as like a miss or a
hit?
Yeah,
we'll give you a mulligan for going through space and time.
Because it had to have like climbed up.
Portals!
Yeah, it did something fucking weird.
Ah,
nope,
fail.
Too much.
You should have just shot one.
Should have just left it on the quantum leap.
Yeah.
I don't know if that counts as a make it.
All right, if you were to look something up using your phone, what would you rather use? Google or Siri?
If I had, if I guess it's all situational. No, if I had Siri, I'd use it. If I had Siri, I'd use it.
Google.
In a 1,600 question test, Google destroyed Siri.
Correct. Correct, Andy.
Word of the day.
The word of the day is get wrecked. That's the phrase of the day. Phrase of the day is get wrecked. Google answered correctly in the 1,600 question test. 86% of the time, Siri achieved just 68% accuracy.
Oh, okay. Accuracy. Oh. Yeah. I thought it was just what I would use to search.
Oh, what you would use?
Yeah. Personally?
This is what's giving you better. Which one would give you better results?
Oh, see, I thought it was which one would you use to search?
Yeah.
Google
yeah,
or Siri.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
I'd still use Siri.
Yeah.
I hear all this backtracking over here.
You just said Take which that. Would you rather use?
Why would you rather
Google
use
Siri? Or
Siri?
Well, maybe you should rather use a winner. Huh? Get wrecked. Nut in your butt. Go ahead.
Even Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak has been saying since the day Apple introduced iPhone 4S with Siri that it's just not that great. Siri, as an independent product before Apple acquired it, the Woz.
Yeah, that's his nickname.
That's a great name. The Woz.
Wizard of Woz.
Told Gizmodo, it was really accurate, but now it's full of marketing-driven answers that are not correct. An example, when you search, when does the movie Cinderella come out, it responds with a movie theater search on Yelp, and it returns with what spices are in lasagna. Also, if, say, I want to go to Lake Superior, it responds with directions to the company Lake Superior X-Ray.
Oh, yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah. So get wrecked.
Not your butt. I said that about 30 times two nights ago. It's pretty great.
It
eventually gets funny.
Oh, yeah. It's one of those jokes that doesn't start funny, but it gets funny. That's what everyone thinks about every joke ever.
Tom's mom's vagina.
That got worse as it went on.
Yeah. I was just saying, just the 30 times that reminded me of that night. I want to fucking.
I remember the night it died.
Yeah.
Playing apples to apples.
It was that night. That's the first time I heard that.
Oh, man. That's the night. It was born and killed in the same night.
Yeah.
Because it died that night. Died a painful death. All right. This one's full. This next article is full of just shit that's way over my head. So I'm going to do my best to explain it.
All right.
By twisting light signals into a vortex, researchers create the fastest wireless connection ever.
So what it sounds like is it's putting data in a toilet shape.
A toilet shape.
It's spiraling it. So
It's spiraling light. That's what I'd get out of it.
Basically, Basically what they say now is the way the wireless signal's set up. It's more like it spins, but more like a bullet would. You know,
With rifling.
A single point that spins.
So or a piece of turd down
like,
a toilet.
This is more like... Yeah. This is more like the planet movements around the sun. Like, there's a single point and things spin around that.
So,
got it.
Man, that means if you start spinning and twisting things, that means you could probably fit more into one.
Yeah. By twisting radio waves like to a threaded vortex, an international team of researchers has beamed data through the air at 2.5 terabits per second.
Yeah, isn't it like 40-something Blu-rays or something?
Well, yeah, that about. They go into more here on... creating what has to be the fastest wireless connection ever. Moreover, the technique used to create this effect has no real theoretical ceiling. That means, in theory, that an infinite number of these vortex beams could be threaded together to add an infinite capacity to the conventional transmission protocols.
Nice. So it's it can't be stopped.
And this time, it's like multiple turds in one giant turd bowl with other turds coming into it.
So what it's like turds lining up, like you're pooping as it's flushing. You can never fill the tank because it's always going down.
All right, this next paragraph is where it's way over my head, but here we go. These new high capacity vortex beams tap a characteristic. Spell it out. Known as orbital angular momentum, OAM. Right now, conventional transmission protocols like Wi-Fi or LTE modulate the spin angular momentum, SAM, but not the OAM. You can think of SAM as the spin of a signal like a bullet or a tightly spiraling football or turd, thank you, twisting as it carves a direct path through the air. So to borrow extreme tech's analogy,
we're fucking adults.
Turn to toilet.
Sorry, man. It's just that I just kept thinking about him just being like a turd, and I'm like, we're fucking adults.
If SAM is the Earth rotating on its axis, OAM is the movement around the sun, not just the rotation, but actual movement in space. Now, Tel Aviv University decided that it was its duty. I said duty.
Like a turd to toilet.
God damn it. Skyler's really into this. It's making me laugh, too.
Skyler's really into this shit.
Puns on a joke, really?
Come on.
Tel Aviv University and NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory were able to twist together 8 different beams of visible light using OAM, resulting in 320 gigabytes per second of data.
Jesus.
That's roughly 7 Blu-ray movies per second.
7, that's
what it is. Oh, my God.
Dude, when pirates get a hold of this,
that'd be amazing.
They get the movies.
And
we beam
fruit,
it directly
so
from
they
the
don't
theater.
Get scurvy. And it turns in the toilet.
The poop deck. Oh, god damn it.
All right, that will do it for technology news.
I hope that's the title of this podcast, the Turn to deck. Toilet.
It's not going to be Turn to Toilet, I can guarantee that.
Oh, damn it.
All right, let's move on to news.
Time for the main event.
Let's get it on!
It's time for the 3-Hit Combo Newscast.
Let's go for the gold, Johnny.
What are you playing with there?
Chapstick.
Okay. I was like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, I've been looking at that, and I'm like, does he have like a butterfly
this,
for what?
What this is I wipe it on my butt, and when my poop comes out nice and slidey-like.
Like a turd in a toilet.
Like a turd in the toilet. Like look, it's dropping out like.
All right.
All right.
Damn it.
All right.
The blood supply. The blood supply maintained by the U.S. Red Cross has fallen to emergency levels as donations have dropped in part to early warm weather spell. They say people are taking vacation earlier.
Oh.
Not spending more time outside, not really going to the Red Cross to give blood. The current blood supply is at extremely low levels, Red Cross spokeswoman Stephanie Millen told AFP.
Every time I go and I don't pass out, that'd be nice. I'd give blood more.
You know what we need to do? 3-Hit Combo blood drive.
So have both of you guys given blood?
I've given blood.
You can't
a couple
blood?
Months ago.
I couldn't when I turned 18, and that's when they're like, "Hey, you want to go give blood?" And I'm like, "Actually, I just got a tattoo." Okay.
They haven't contacted
me since.
I think it's a year after.
Yeah,
a tattoo.
It's 1 year for them. Just to make sure you don't have any sort of infection or anything.
Yeah.
And they haven't ever contacted me since.
They don't contact me ever, really.
My dad
said
I
used to give blood a lot.
Yeah. Did you ever get your mug?
No, I seriously think I never got the mug, but I'm like really close to a t-shirt.
Nice.
And somewhere around I still have that 1 gallon given.
Nice.
Pin.
Goose egg.
You step it up.
Yeah. I'm an asshole. I like my blood, and I'm going to keep it. And you know what? I may be positive. Universal giver.
Well, yeah, you need to give some of that shit.
Yeah, come on.
I know
I have the right blood to give double reds.
Right now, they're in particular need of O negative, O positive, B negative, and A negative, but they still accept all.
What were the O's?
O negative and O positive, so...
I'm O positive.
You're O positive. They need you, Andy.
You're positive? Oh, God. I should get tested.
I'm sure your poop doesn't come out green.
I'm A positive or a positive.
Oh, I'm AB, which I guess is like AB positive, which is like the most common, but it's the universal giver. So,
So go out and give blood. I'm going to give blood at some point, maybe next week.
Or I think O positive is the universal giver. AB positive is the universal receiver. Something like that.
You jealous fuck.
Yeah.
Are you greedy fuck?
I don't know. I've never gone into any place where I've needed blood. So
let's go give blood, Skyler.
I've never needed blood, so I don't feel I should give any.
I don't worry.
You can make new blood.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you know you can give some of them make new ones. new bloods.
could I sell it?
No. Well, you could sell plasma, but you can't sell like whole blood.
I had a buddy.
They take those on donation.
I had a buddy that had...
Well,
really,
never mind.
He had, like, a rare type of plasma that they needed, and he was getting, like, $250 a week.
Wow.
Yeah, because, I guess it's rare.
If we give bone marrow, which is selective. It just depends on. Yeah,
but
just
it hurts.
I know. It just depends on who needs it. You can get like $7,000 or something for that.
Oh, it hurts so good.
They like take a needle like in the lower part of your back and take out the bone.
Does your body create more bone marrow or once they take it?
I'm pretty sure it does, but they wouldn't take it if it was like endangering you or anything.
I guess so.
But
well, he signed away his life, so we're gonna take his bone marrow. His body's gonna collapse in on himself in about a month. Good old Andy, gonna miss him.
All right. Let's see.
Does bone marrow grow back?
Ask Siri. Maybe she'll give you directions
Siri.
Oh.
She'll give you the directions to GameStop. I think they ask for bone marrow to be like a gamer power up pro.
A woman gives gropers a kung fu beatdown.
Sweet.
Two teenagers looking for a cheap thrill got a beatdown when a jogger who they assaulted turned out to be an expert in martial arts.
Yes.
According to KVAL.com, Priscilla Dang. Dang, man, she's good at kung fu.
I only have one.
It was jogging in her Vancouver, Washington neighborhood last Friday when she was approached by two teens on their bikes. One pulled in front of her as the other groped her from behind. Little did they know that Dang had studied kung fu for 18 years at a martial arts school owned by her family.
Damn, dude.
She said,
I grabbed them and said, you need to apologize, and he did. The second teen started swearing at her. Dang said something, snapped inside of her, and she punched the kid twice in the face. He started coming in for a few, and I was lucky enough to dodge his shots. I came up for another one, and I got him good. I think that really upset him. Things escalated when one of the punks pulled out a knife. Her instincts kicked in and told her to back off and play it safe. Two people witnessed the confrontation and called 911. Police say an 18-year-old was arrested while the younger suspect was turned over to his parents. No. Dang says, I think they knew they messed with the wrong girl.
Get wrecked.
Ah! Did they have a picture of her? Yeah, she's not bad looking. Yeah, she's pretty good looking.
Oh, damn. To get your ass kicked by like a decent chick.
Oh, yeah.
By a hot chick.
Yeah. I'd grope her. I mean, if she'd let me.
Yeah, I mean, if it was
consensual. Let's 3-hit combo grope.
I would only have sex with her in the missionary position for the sole purpose of procreation.
Yeah. After marriage.
I'd throw my doodle at her.
I'd play draw something with me.
All right. This story I did especially just for Andy.
Ooh.
GoVacuum.com is selling a vacuum for $1 million.
Is it made of gold?
It's made of gold.
Does it work?
It works.
Oh, hey. It's actually something made of gold that fucking works.
It's a gold
plate. Like
it's a gold vacuum for $1
million. Do they have a picture?
I'd imagine
no,
it's going to be
no, they have something better
heavy.
Than a picture. Oh. They have a rap that I'm going to play here in a moment. after 6 months of diligent research and development, the site GoVacuum.com unveiled the GV62711, complete with a disposable HEPA bag and a 10-amp motor. While it may be drenched in gorgeous 24-karat gold and carry a price tag that makes jaws drop around the world, GoVacuum says it hasn't overlooked the finer details. Yeah, like you needed more finer details. But the 16-pound vacuum can be customized with engraving, and a customer can choose the material for the vacuum's hand-sewn bag.
Sperm scrotum.
Justin Harver, the vice president of GoVacuum.com, said, 6 months ago, I got up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom and was blinded by a golden light in my half-asleep days. I then thought, why is there not a gold vacuum for sale?
Shut the fuck up. If I was in that press conference, I'd be like, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. If I was anywhere when they announced a gold something...
And
you have my word.
People.
I would stand up and tell them to shut the fuck up.
You guys want to hear the $1 million vacuum rap?
Yes.
All right.
Because nothing says quality like a rap video.
Yeah. Go vacuum.
There's really not much of the video I watched earlier. Go vacuum. Just kind of shows the vacuum a little bit.
Vacuum. You gotta see it to believe it. Yo, go vacuums, $1 million. It's gonna make you holler. Forget the other vacuums now. Don't even bother. Clean up your house and go to style. Do you follow? Only 100 of
them. Oh, this is ill.
Is that a fucking Windows desktop screenshot just back there? Like it looks like they brought up a web page and then took like a Windows desktop screenshot.
Did you know there's a GeoCitiesizer where you can put in a website and make it look like it was made by 13-year-old 96?
No.
back, hit the ground, stop being a slave. It's time for go back.
I gotta put stuff over this remix.
Man, I wanna marry it. Lifetime warranty, you never have to bury it. Go vacuum.
Shut up, take my money.
Smile on your face for the gold, that's what that do.
Would you like to try anal?
Bump this rap song while you're clean. Now you're blingin'.
Alright, I'm done with that shit.
Alright. Good.
That was the gold vacuum rap.
It just hurts my head.
All right, this next story, I debated whether or not I actually want to do this story because it's kind of horrible. But it is about another zombie-like attack.
All right.
Zombies.
So, zombies. I don't know. This one's kind of rough. But out of Waco, Texas, police in Waco arrested 22-year-old Michael Daniel. He has two first names. Monday after they say he ate a dog.
What?
Family members called police on June 14th saying that Daniel had assaulted people in his home, chased a neighbor, and started barking and growling. Witnesses then say Daniel grabbed the family dog, beat it, and strangled it, and started to eat it.
Oh, my God.
Daniel's
The fuck?
Daniel's believed to have been on a bad trip from ingesting K2, a synthetic drug.
Oh,
yeah.
I've heard of that shit.
Yeah.
Wasn't it like synthetic weed?
Yeah, synthetic weed.
Huh. I thought they banned K2 everywhere.
There's a lot of drugs that are banned.
Oh, yeah. And did you know that marijuana is illegal? And I think bath salts, that's illegal too, right? What about that meth stuff?
Yeah, only in certain places. Yeah, you can still get bath salts.
What about that meth stuff? I think they sell that at Walgreens, right, Andy? Come on.
Did you know Walgreens sells fleshlights?
No.
Yes.
But I'm going to get one.
Guys, I'm leaving for basic training soon.
you know what he gets Skyler for his birthday?
It's October 9th.
A Green Lantern fleshlight.
Just spray paint it green. So then you know every time I use it because it's bleeding through my pants.
Skyler, let us see it.
Get like some of the fleshlight lube and just like empty it and fill it with like black ink.
That'd be so fucked up but awesome.
Alright, guys. To Florida. Authorities may never know why a Florida man viciously attacked and chewed on the face of an older homeless man in Miami last month, after lab tests failed to find components of bath salts in the system of the assailant.
None.
They didn't find bath salts. You know what they found?
Marijuana.
They found the pot.
Zombies.
Did they find zombies in his blood?
No, the test detected only marijuana in the system of the attacker, the medical examiner said on Wednesday, ruling out other street drugs that some had speculated that 31-year-old Rudy Eugene might have taken. An expert on toxicology testing the marijuana alone said it wasn't likely the cause of the behavior as strange as Eugene's.
He just must have had some serious munchies.
So he ate a face.
And got naked.
The problem today is that there's almost an infinite number of chemical substances out there that can trigger unusual behavior. And that's comforting, Dr. Bruce. Dr. Bruce Goldberger. It's a burger plated in gold.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you know what I saw on imager.com?
What?
Someone posted, they're like, my country just came out with this. They went full retard. It's a hamburger, but the cheese is on top of the bun.
I saw that. Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
The country just went full retard.
Yeah. It's like, why would you put the cheese on top of the bun?
What country did that? Do you know? Or?
I don't think it said. Yeah.
Yeah. It didn't say. And honestly, I was just kind of browsing the internet. I didn't search.
Yeah.
But
God damn it. My country just went full retard.
I'll see if I can find it during the podcast.
Goldberger said the medical examiner's office in Miami is known for doing thorough work, and he's confident they and the independent lab covered as much ground as possible. But it's nearly impossible for toxicology to test for new drugs because they keep coming up all the time. Mm-hmm. There are many of these synthetic drugs that we currently don't have the methodology to test on. And that's not the fault of the toxicology lab. That's a challenge for today in this world of just designer drugs. He also says, be careful using the pot, because you could eat faces, you get addicted, you could die on your first time, and you can get HIV from dirty weed needles.
HIV from dirty weed needles.
Yeah. That's why you don't use the pot.
Yeah, the pot.
The cigarette, the marijuana cigarettes.
Seriously, though, where the fuck did he get his weed?
Yeah.
Like, I've never smoked weed, but I know plenty of people that do, and I have never seen that.
Yeah. That. Bath salt weed.
Bath salt weed. It was, yeah, it was probably laced with bath salt.
Yeah.
Straight out of Compton.
He got wrecked.
But Miami is moving to ban bath salts regardless, you know. So that does not affect the actual bath salts, which you can use to fragrance your bath.
Yeah.
I've used them.
All right. A Florida man set up a tanning salon in his barn and then spied on underage girls as they undressed.
Oh, my God. That's something out of a fucking, like, CSI Miami.
How fucking stupid are these girls?
I don't fucking know, dude. But Doyce Dean Griffiths has been sentenced to 17 and a half months, or years, sorry, in prison, 17 and a half months. Well, he got off easy. After setting up a tanning salon in his barn and secretly recording Andy, his customers as they undressed. At least 20 of the victims were underage girls.
Oh, my God, dude.
The 49-year-old Stark, Florida man first set up the makeshift tanning salon in a barn on his property in February of 2000.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. Customers of the small-town salon would put money in a slot in order to use the machine. Griffiths, though, equipped the room with two-way mirror and punched a hole in the vent near the bottom of the tanning machine through the mirror and the vent that he would secretly record women in the nude as they undressed and tanned.
How did they say how they found out, like how he got like busted?
No, honestly, they don't.
Because that'd be, there's just something to wonder, yeah.
Well, someone probably finally, like, you know, like a police officer that, you know, maybe he's not married, so his wife's not talking about tanning all the time, and tanning's not on his mind, and someone was like, yeah, my wife's going to that tanning salon in that guy's barn. Wait.
Yeah.
A barn? Yeah, you know, the guy, he put one in his barn. Oh, wait. It's in his barn. Like, is there a sign out front? How many beds are there? Yeah. I think just one. You put a slot in, you put a coin in a slot and use it. Uh-huh. Does this guy have a mustache? Yes. Let's go.
To the barn.
It's not even if it's not like back in the 80s. Is he black? It's does he have a mustache? Oh, my God.
What kind of mustache? Caterpillar. Oh.
Pencil. Oh, my God.
We got to get in there. All right. And the final story in news and what the Florida. See, I usually don't like doing stories. First of all, that dog story. The guy eating the dog was story I don't usually do, but I only did it because it went into zombies. Another one I don't normally do is one about kids, but 16 is usually my cutoff, and this kid here is 17, so he's fair game.
All right.
I think you'd fit right in with Nevada.
I'm talking about doing stories where bad things happen.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, no one likes to hear stuff about, like, 8
Yeah, years. Like, if it was, like, an 8-year-old. Like you know, the, like, elementary school kid that peed on all the Macs? Now, that's hilarious. I'll do that story.
Like, harm, though.
Yeah. Thorin R. Montgomery, who had just turned 17 years old last month, died today, actually, after he and three of his friends were involved in an apparent game of Russian roulette at Montgomery's home in Largo on Friday evening. Montgomery was the first of his friends, a 19, 18, and 16-year-old, to have a turn at the game on the back porch of their home when the gun discharged and he received a gunshot wound to the head. No other injuries were reported.
God damn it.
What the fuck goes through your head?
Now, here's what I'm thinking. What do the kids do afterwards? Do they all scatter or they're like, do we keep going?
Yeah, do we keep playing? It's like, well, the bullet's gone. Let's play.
That must have been fucking horrifying to see.
It must
dude.
Have been. I mean, seriously, just like your friend's like, oh, yeah, let's do this. And he just shoots himself right in the back of the head.
God damn. Do we have the body drop?
God, I need to play the soundboard more often because I can't keep forgetting where things are.
Sit down here and do practices, mind practices.
Yeah. All right, it's your turn, dude. All right, here we go.
Do we keep going?
Just goddamn, dude.
Happy birthday to me. Oh, wait. To make the story even worse. That was a zipper.
Nice.
Zombies.
Yeah.
Zombies.
Necrophilia.
All right, that will do it for news, and that will do it for another episode of 3-8 Combo Podcast.
This is a good episode.
You say that every episode.
But this, I feel good about this.
I feel really good about this one. I really feel like I'm putting my best foot forward. What were you going to say?
Every episode, I'm putting my best foot forward. Like a turd in a punch bowl.
All right. That will do it for this episode. So remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast. Twitter.com/3hitcombopc. That is number 3. PC stands for podcast. GPXgaming.net, YouTube.com, search 3hitcombopodcast. Email us at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com. And remember that I forgot the last one.
Remember to listen to us.
Oh, it's the new one. 3hitcombopodcast.blogspot.com.
Oh, yeah.
So, for Skylar and Andy, this is Matt signing out. Get wrecked. Thank you.